Are you unique enough? I know. This is a weird question to ask. Truth is, I work with actors every day and find that there is a hesitancy to express their uniqueness. Really, it's like there's something holding the talent back from the full expression of their personality. Now, I have often said that it is your uniqueness that will book you that acting job. So, why are actors fearful of showing who they really are when playing a role? Is playing a role supposed to be shown rather than felt? Is playing a role different than playing you? Let's look into this important question and discover the answer to the question, are you unique enough? On this episode of Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors from a casting director.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. How are you? I'm well. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and I'm a casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York. I hope things are good with you. I really want to welcome you to this amazingly new, creative, interesting episode of Casting Actors Cast. And by the way, if you're just joining us on Casting Actors Cast, welcome. I'm so glad that you are here. Also, if you've been a longtime listener of Casting Actors Cast, then you've heard me say this before, but I invite you to check out all the cool things that we're doing here at Casting Actors Cast. One is that you can go to the website, castingactorscast.com. That's castingactorscast, all one word, .com. And there you're going to find all kinds of new information about the webisodes, about the patios, the podcast videos. Also, there's an area called Jeff's Jots. So it's a blog all about these episodes that we're doing on a weekly basis. Also, there is a place that you can fill out a form that says dive into the talent pool. If you do that, that's going to open up an additional menu for you where you can download a free book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. And that is a 100-page PDF on voiceover work. You're welcome to that absolutely free of charge. Additionally, there is a video that you can watch called The Secrets Casting Directors Don't Want You to Know. But I'm going to tell you, and it's a private video for just filling out that form. And as I mentioned, Jeff's Jots is an area where you can download a single page PDF of each of the episodes, something like a cheat sheet where you can follow along all of those interesting points, or at least I think they're interesting points, so that you can really have a better understanding of what we're talking about here on Casting Actors Cast. Also, this is that moment where I want to do a shout out to my friends at Actors Connection. Actors Connection is a really great training school that actually provides hands-on information with professionals in the industry. So we're talking casting directors, agents, managers, acting professionals, those folks who can really help you get ahead. So just simply go to actorsconnection.com/New York for more information. I'm actually teaching there on occasion, and it would really be great to have you come join us at Actors Connection. Next, I want to do my promotion for doing a self-tape. If you're interested in getting some kind of evaluation, I know it's hard sometimes. Actors are out there putting their self-tape stuff together and sending it off. They're not really sure how it rates with other actors. Maybe this would be the time for you to submit your self-tape audition. It can be an audition for anything that you want. But you send it to me, and I'm going to evaluate it live on the air. It's really cool. It's gotten a lot of really great reaction. So I'm putting the shout out for some new self-tapes to be submitted. What you need to do is simply go and send the link to your self-tape to castingactorscast, all one word, at gmail.com. That's my Gmail address. That's also my Gmail address is there for you to ask questions, leave comments, anything like that would be really, really great. And also, I would really appreciate it if you're listening to this episode or past episodes and you've really gotten something out of them. And I hope you have, because I love doing them. And I'm getting kind of amazing responses that I'm really, really happy with and excited about. I would love it if you would just take an extra minute or two and leave me a review, a like, a share. Do whatever you can to help get the word out about this patio, these podcast videos called Casting Actors Cast. So thank you for that. Finally, weaudition.com. That's WeAudition, all one word, .com, is a really cool new website that it would be awesome for you to check out, because it's the video chat community to audition, self-tape, rehearse, and get expert industry advice. Now, there is a membership fee, so you become a member of this organization, and it's really great because you can find a rehearsal or self-tape with a partner instantly. Also, you can get career advice from industry professionals, which is kind of also cool. But you can also, this is really the coolest, earn money by helping out other actors as readers. Isn't that cool? So go to weaudition.com. By the way, if you do go there and you're interested in checking it out and signing up, if you do sign up, use the promotion code CAC25. That's CAC25. That's going to get you 25% off the membership price if you do that. So check it out. If you like it, sign up and use the promo code CAC25. All righty, let's jump into our subject for today, the podcast for today. Really, it's all about your uniqueness. And I know this is kind of a difficult subject for some of you, but it really is true that with the teaching that I've done, I always really strive to make sure that the actor is using their own personality when they're connecting with character, especially in an audition or even when you've booked the job and you're on the set. Know that you have a unique quality. Your uniqueness as a human being is something that casting loves to see in the work. And because it's film and television, it's often very, very fast. You don't have a long time to do the journey that you would do if you're doing a stage production, for example. I mean, think about it. If you're in a rehearsal for 3 weeks, then you have an opening night, you've had 3 full weeks to fully work on and grow and develop a character. In film and television, you do the audition, maybe you'll get a callback or a chemistry read with another actor. The next thing you know is you're showing up on the set. You don't have 3 weeks to develop and prepare. So because of that, what do you have to rely on? You have you. Using you first is an important element to discovering what is unique about you and therefore being able to incorporate that into the character. So what I did is I put together 10 statements about being unique that I think you can use. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time with each of these, but I do want to sort of give you each of these 10 statements and break it apart just a little bit. My hope is that you're going to really give yourself permission to bring your true self to your work. Number one, uniqueness simply means one of a kind. You are one of a kind. There is no one else who has had your life experience. There is no one else who looks quite like you. Well, unless you're a twin. But in reality, you're just simply one of a kind. And that should not be something that is fearful, but that should reinforce the reality that you don't fit into any type category. I hate the word type. I never use it. You're one of a kind. Embrace that. Use that to your advantage. Number two, asking about your uniqueness. Does asking this question about uniqueness make you uncomfortable? Why? Why is it that I see actors who really, because of their training, because of the fact they've been watching, you know, lots and lots of film and lots of television, that they are only acting like they believe it should look like? How do I say that differently? Sometimes actors are really uncomfortable because they only try to act the way that they see others acting when they watch film and television. There, that's it. That's what makes sense to me. In reality, your special qualities and your uniqueness shouldn't make you uncomfortable, but it should be a point of pride, and it should be something that you can demonstrate and reinforce when you're taking on and playing a character, whether it's in an audition or whether it's in a booking. Now, number three, I think this is absolutely a true statement, but I need to explain it because I know it can kind of get a little confusing. Your training often negates your life experience. Like, for example, for those of you coming out of college, or if you're in a BFA or an MFA training program, many, many times the attitude and the philosophy of some of these training programs is we have to break you down. We have to get rid of all of your bad habits so that you can, for lack of a better way to say it, conform to the new way of doing things in acting. And you know what? I think that's a mistake. The reality is that you should rebuild your bad habits, but incorporate what makes you special into your new good habits. I hope that makes sense. Don't let anybody kind of tear you down and strip away all of that. You know, I just think that's such a weird philosophy. I think you really want to build on what makes your approach, your view of the world, your choices that are interesting and unique. Those are the things that should be celebrated, not torn away. So think about that. Trust your training, but also analyze it. Have you been kind of broken down to only be put back together again? I don't really think that that's a healthy philosophy, especially now when writers are writing unique characters. They're not writing types anymore. It's your uniqueness matched with the uniqueness of a character that's being written that makes an exceptionally good performance. Number four, this is not about what methodology to use. You know, there's Meisner and Stanislavski. I mean, there's just all of these techniques and specialty training areas. I don't subscribe to any one of them. I'm a casting director. I'm only interested in seeing how you're going to play the part. That's it. So whatever method you choose to use, that's going to be your choice. Is it interesting? Is it unique? But what I see happening all the time in terms of, you know, latching on to a method for your acting, it's negating using you as a primary resource. I don't want that to happen. Your life experience is contributing to the character choices that you are making. So it's not just about sense memory, or it's not just about instant reflective acknowledgement and awareness. It really is about you using you as a resource first. Number five, it's not a matter of how you fit in, but how valuable your contribution is to everyone. So there's this thought that because you are working on your uniqueness that you don't belong anywhere. Well, that's not it at all. You're missing the point. The point is that acknowledging your uniqueness so that you can be valuable to everyone in the project, in the play, in the TV show, in the experience of being an actor. So how you fit in is equally important to how unique you are. Let's move on from there. Number six, unique is not trying to be different. That's so important. But it's important that you embrace those qualities that make you different. Now, let me repeat that. It's not about you embracing your uniqueness, but what is that that makes you different? Unique is not trying to be different, but embracing those qualities that make you different. Number seven, I think it's important that you use your acting to connect with you first, then layer in the character choices over that. In other words, the foundation of any character that you're playing, whether it's film, television, or theater, or whatever the acting assignment is, you have your own life experience first as the foundation, and then building the character on top of that. Because those choices that you are making will contribute to the uniqueness of the character. So your uniqueness, your one-of-a-kindness, layered in with the character choices, make a really interesting performance. And that's something you don't have to necessarily work on. There's so much in that foundation that really doesn't need additional attention. Trusting that first foundational choice as you is probably the single best thing that you can do for yourself. Talking about things that you can do for yourself, number 8, practice loving yourself for your quirks and for your normalness. Self-love is very, very difficult to talk about. Actors are extremely sensitive by nature, and I get that. But it's also difficult to embrace the choices that you are making as the best you can make in the moment. And that self-love takes time. It certainly is not going to be something that happens overnight to you. But understanding where you come from, understanding the journey that you are on, acceptance is the key. But then coming to a place of loving understanding is what makes and builds a really confident actor as well as a really solid career. Number 9, turn down the self-doubt noise in your head and pay attention to what is spontaneous. What can you come up with at the spur of the moment that is really fun and interesting in your work as an actor? You know, that self-doubt. That self-doubt, I've spent a lot of time talking about, and those noises in your head, and you've heard me say it before if you've listened to any of these episodes, is that you won't be able to necessarily shut off that subconscious part of you that's talking trash to you. You won't be able to just shut that off. That's a very hard thing to do, but what you can do is misdirect that energy into something that is positive and forward-moving in your conscious self. So paying attention to the forward movement and the choices that you want to make in your acting supersedes those negative voices, those commenting voices. One side note about those voices in our heads. You know, they say things to us that we would never, ever say to another human being. Why is that? Isn't that weird? Doesn't that kind of make you want to think for a minute that you can say things to yourself that can be so hurtful and damaging to the degree where you would never say that to somebody to their face? That's cruel. Now, if it's cruel to another human being, why isn't it cruel when you say that to yourself? Number 10. My wish for you is that I would love you to try, just take 1 week, just a week, 7 days, and do something unexpected. Do something that you didn't anticipate doing. Take a different way in terms of if you're walking, try a different direction. If you are talking to somebody, tell them that you love them. Do something that is just completely unexpected every day. Challenge yourself to find spontaneity in those moments where it just feels like routine. Because once you shake yourself up just a little bit, you're going to realize that, A, you're not going to die. You're not going to cause any damage. But you are going to free up that part of yourself that says, you know what? I am fine just the way I am. And guess what? My acting is really fine just the way I am because I am one of a kind. I am unique. Unique is not a label. Let me repeat that. Being unique is not a label I'm asking you to put on. It is simply a matter of giving permission and acknowledging those qualities you have within you. Giving permission to acknowledge those things that make you special, that make you different, that make you normal, that make you funny, any of those qualities that you have within you, once you have that kind of awareness, you're going to find that those additional choices are going to be so helpful in your acting. So I hope these 10 statements bring you to a place of joy and a place of happiness, and not worry because you think you need to be different. Acting is an art that requires every resource you can bring that makes a character come alive. The most overlooked resource is your specialness. What works for your acting should only work for you and not anyone else. After all, that's what makes acting an art. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I hope this has been helpful for you, and you've been listening to Casting Actors Cast. Thanks so much.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.